Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg, do you have any wisdom to add to the songs we should sing in our heads when we're washing our hands?
It's Raining Men, John. It's a great hook. I've got it on the drop-down for our Saturday show, if Elif wants to call it up.
It's Raining Men? I know
it's Raining
song,
Men.
But I'm not playing it in my head. I got to get to the hook. What's the hook on that? Do you remember?
It's Raining Men.
All right, never mind.
Hallelujah,
David.
It's Raining Men.
Dave.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a bad idea. David Hochberg's on the phone line. You can hear his show Saturdays on WGN Radio. You know Hochberg. He does those commercials. He's on the finance side of home loans, refis. If the basis points drop 50 points, the market at first said, hooray, now it's in negative territory. What would that mean to me, David? Will that mean that a home mortgage goes down?
Yeah, they've already baked that into the rates, John. The market doesn't wait for the Fed to maneuver. The market reacts on news every single day. So the interest rates have been dropping for the past couple of weeks, and it's been bouncing around. We haven't seen rates this low in about 3.5-4 years. So what does it mean to our listeners? Number one, your credit card statements will be cheaper. Number two, your car loans will be cheaper. Number three, your home equity line of credit payments will be less expensive because the interest rate will go down on your HELOCs. It'll mean that if you're in the fours on any type of fixed rate loan, you should call a mortgage professional to see if you could refinance.
You just said two different things. You said that the lowering of the rate was already baked into the rates that lenders were charging. And
right.
Now you're saying that these things will all go. But now you're saying these things will all go down. Which is it?
No. The items that I mentioned will go down are our credit card, car loans, and home equity line of credit.
Oh.
You know, when the Fed lowers the interest rate, if your home equity line of credit is based off the prime interest rate, your monthly payment will go down. This is a great opportunity for our listeners to take advantage of that, to pay down that debt and to get into a much lower interest rate.
What's the rate that people are getting on their credit cards these days?
Between 9.8 and 27%,
yeah,
28%.
Like, and so literally, yeah. Do you think, like, I wonder if next week or this week I called my bank and said, hey, I want a lower, and this always works. My understanding is you'd be surprised what a phone call to your cable company, to your credit, just call the number on the back of your credit card and say, hey, I'm thinking about going with a different credit card and paying mine off. They will automatically, my understanding is, give you a better rate, but they might actually, or they will often do that. This might be a really good time to do that, right, Dave?
Oh, sure. It's always a good time to do it. You want to see your cable company lower your cable bill, tell them that you're thinking of switching to satellite, and they'll start bending over backwards.
Yeah, and the same with car loans, though. I mean, but a car loan is fixed usually, right? So I'm not going to get a better rate on my car loan, am I?
Well, the car loans are based upon, A, your credit score, B, if you're buying a new loan or a used loan, because typically the used car loans are a little higher than the new car loans, because a lot of the new car loans are supported by the car manufacturers because they want to stimulate sales, and they'll take it a little less on the finance side in order to move the product. And it can't hurt. You know what I mean? A phone call to your credit card company can't hurt, but on car loans, it's a different animal because there's a lot of other variables that go into it,
right?
The term of your loan and the credit score.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if I already have a car loan, I'm probably not going to get them to lower it, but going into the showroom tomorrow, they might actually have a little more wiggle room.
After the Fed lowers the rate.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's kind of, all right, good news. So if, maybe not on the home loan you've already got, but if you're going to borrow against your home, credit cards, car loans, things like that, HELOCs, then maybe there is actually, you might actually see a lower rate, pay less money for the average consumer.
Yes, and there are still listeners out there. I just talked to a guy this morning, 6.5% on a 30-year fixed loan, finally is in a position credit-wise and income-wise to get out of that 6.5% loan.
Yeah.
We're waiting for rates to come out any minute now in order to quote him to get him into a much lower rate and see where he's at. So
again, I know it depends on who you are, but generally, what are you looking at on a 30-year fixed or a 15-year fixed?
30-year fixed with all the right things, good credit, loan to value, and everything else. It's going to start with a 3 today,
yeah,
instead of a 4.
Yeah.
So, and then if you're in the high 3s, it's definitely an opportunity to take a look to see if you can get into a better product. Again, this morning at 8 o'clock, I talked to another listener who was in a FHA 3.875% loan that he went into 4 years ago. His value has increased in the area that he's up in the northern suburbs. We're going to get him out of the FHA loan into a conforming loan. The private mortgage insurance, what a lot of your listeners don't know, is on the most recent FHA loans will not go away if you put less than 10% down. It's there for the life of the loan. This individual this listener that bought it had no clue of that. So we're going to get him and his family into a much better position to save a couple $100 a month and drop the PMI in the future when his value comes up and his loan is paid down.
Is it still 80-20 for PMI? Is that the ratio still?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once you hit 80% of the equity in your home, there is no PMI.
David Hochberg, 56david.com. Thank you, David.
Thank you, John.
Good to hear him. And you can hear him Saturday mornings at 10.